Sports is brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. Now Grizzly Sports, a presentation of Ozark Radio Sports.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH podiatry as well as OZH orthopedic and spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
This is Curtis at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. Listen up. Chick Days is going on now at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. Due to increasing demand, quantities will be limited. So pre-order now on first-come, first-served basis. More and more people are raising their own chickens for guaranteed savings. A freezer full of fresh chicken and continuous harvest of fresh eggs. So order now. Plus, we have all your poultry products, feed, waterers, feeders, and much more. Come on in today and see us for Chick Days.
Hi, I'm your kid's old jeans. I've been in the drawer for a while and really miss the playground. You should swing by Goodwill and drop me off. Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. Plus, I can get back into the game. Donate today. Tag, you're it.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
Hey, welcome to St. Louis, Missouri, where we're here for basketball with the MSU West Plains Grizzlies and the Archers from St. Louis Community College here at the Community College, just up the hill from the zoo and the museum in St. Louis. It's the Grizzlies 9-16. The Archers are 9-14, and the starters are on the floor, about ready to go. For the Grizzlies, it'll be Makai Lindsey, along with Blaine Harris, Sean Glass, Javon Barbie, and Tyrell Smith. Starting five for the Grizzlies, and the tip is won by the Archers. We'll pick them up as they get involved in the game. Chris Cole has the ball out front. He is a guard. 6 foot from St. Louis. Now at the point, over on the right wing, they'll swing the ball over to Miel Taylor, who's a 6'2 guard from University City. Out front now, Kyle Gast at the point. Ball fake, 10 on the shot clock now. Out front, they'll work it to the left side. 15-foot jumper is good. Really good shot that time. Justin Kyle Gast with the bucket, and it's 2-0. Pass to the low block on the wing. Here's Sean Glass with a three, and it's no good. Rebounded by the Archers, and they'll come back the other way. On the right side, they'll handle the ball there with Taylor cutting to the basket. Dish off, bad pass stolen, thrown away by St. Louis. Up the left side, Barbie, swing it, now on the left corner, no shot available. The Archers, it looks like they're in a zone, now on the left point. Glass in the corner, here's Blaine with a three, good. Blaine Harris connects. From downtown, Grizzlies have their first lead at 3-2. Archer's back with Chris Cole at the point. Crossover to the left side, to the corner, back to the left point. Here's Hayes to the right elbow. This is a really good player, Derek Smith. He has it on the low block. Power move up and good. He faked to the right, went to the left, and banked it in. So the Grizzlies find themselves down by one, now up by two. Tyrell Smith with a three from the left wing. Grizzlies have made two shots, both threes. We made 15 at Moberly last weekend, made 12 in the first half. Here's Derek Smith. They'll get the ball inside and a drive, and the layup is up and in by Chris Cole, who got the ball in the paint and just wormed his way to the basket. Tie game at six. Tyrell outside, around the horn it goes to the right corner. Bad pass deflected out of bounds. Grizzlies had five players lined up around the arc. Nobody played in the either the high or low post. It'll be Javon throwing the ball in for the Grizzlies. Only game we have this week till Saturday, and that'll be homecoming against Three Rivers. I'm sorry, that'll be against State Fair, where I'm a week ahead. Big game on Saturday in the left corner. Here's a three off the lip of the rim. No good. Ball fought for. Picked up finally by Mayel Taylor. Down the key. Cut off. Ball deflected. Out of bounds. And it will be St. Louis basketball. Inbound on the right sideline. Out front. Cole has it. Tie game at six. To the right corner. Here's Kyle Gast. He's one of their leading scorers. Over on the left side, off the screen. Here's an open shot from 17. No good, but the rebound taken by Hayes. The 6'5 kid puts it up, but around and good. Justin Hayes now with four. Hayes playing in the middle of the zone now. 8-6 ball game, Archers on top. The Archers play most of the teams in Region 16, even though they're not in the league. In the left corner, Tyrell, wide open three, is around and no good. Rebounded by Gast for the Archers. Down the baseline, Hayes steps through all the way and got caught with, well, nowadays you get three steps, but he took four. And that's a turnover on the Archers, their second of the ball game. Clock running again at 16:10 in half number one. Grizzlies work the perimeter, skip pass left corner, Tyrell Smith. Blaine Harris over to Ty Lindsey. Drive, no look pass left corner. Wide open, Tyrell, no good. And the rebound fought for, knocked away, picked up by Javon, and he can't get it to go. And the rebound taken down by the Archers. Down the key, spin move, dish off. Gast lays it up off the board and good. Kyle Gast with his first basket. Grizzlies back quick. Tyrell drives the lane, drives, hangs, shoots and scores. Timeout called by the Grizzlies. Tyrell Smith now with five. And it's a 10-8 game with 15:30 to play in the first half. And a 30-second timeout. And you're listening to Grizzly Basketball on Hot Country KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
Dylan Groves engineers the ball game tonight here from St. Louis. A small smattering of a crowd is gathered to watch this exhibition. Grizzlies out of the huddle. One difference, Blaine Harris out. Ace Evans will be in. Ace came in, both guns blazing Saturday, made his first five threes in the first half, and didn't make a field goal in the second half of the ball game yet. He still finished with 23 points. We're back to it, and here come the Archers with the ball from left to right. Taylor to the left corner. They'll move it outside to the wing. Now low block, Derek Smith double team. Pass across, stolen. Tyrell Smith up ahead. Here's Sean Glass. He hesitates, drives, lays it up, and he missed it. Putback is good by A7. Good defensive play by Tyrell Smith at the defensive end of the floor. Archers with three turnovers. Derek Smith to the inside, gets it to Hayes, turns, bases, right hand, soft shot, no good. Rebound, Javon Barbie. Tied game at 10. Grizzlies look for the lead here. In the left corner, Sean Glass, wide open, but it's off the side iron and rebounded by the Archers with Zach Goss. Goss is their leading scorer, 15 a ball game, gets it out now on the left wing to the right wing. Bounce pass inside, fumbled away by Smith, picked back up by him. He backs down, turns, faces, double team. Bounce pass back door, knocked away. Good play by Ty Lindsey. And now left wing shot for a three is good. And there he is, Zach Goss, with his first three of the ballgame. He can really shoot it. 13-10 Archers. Ty Lindsey, Glass, drives. Leans in, shoots it high off the back iron, no good, got his own board, kicks it to the corner. Tyrell is wide open, spins out, rebound to Hayes for St. Louis. Wide open look for Tyrell, bad luck, just spun off the rim. Now in the lane. Here's a turn, face up, fadeaway, good by Mael Taylor, and that's his first basket, the point guard. Grizzlies back, and the Archers nearly got caught with their backs turned. Good pass underneath. Ty down low in the layup by Javon Barbie in his first basket of the ballgame. Wonderful pass by Ty Lindsey. 15-12. Grizzlies down by three. On the right wing, here's a travel violation on the Archers. And that'll be on Zach Goss. Caught it. Did a little shake and bake. Didn't get the ball down quick enough. Turnover four on the Archers. Down by three with 13-12 to go in the first half. The Grizzlies getting down toward the end like everybody. This season will be passed before you know it. Ace Evans on the right side. And they're going to pay a lot of attention to him. Tyrell in the left corner. Ty Lindsey now. Desiah Green in the ball game for the Grizzlies. He'll add a little toughness inside. Ty fumbles the ball. Now gets it back. Underneath pass deflected and bad pass stolen. Mael Taylor on the left side. Straight man-to-man by the Grizzlies. At the point. Gassed with it. Looks back door. Nothing open. Now popping out. In the left corner, Mael Taylor. 12 on the shot clock. They move it outside. In the corner, here's a three. No good, but uncontested rebound. And they'll put another one up for a three, and that's good. And there he is, Goss. He's the one guy you can't leave. 18-12. Ty Lindsey drives the baseline. Hank shoots, scores, and a foul on the play, and the basket counts, says Ty, in a very decisive way, took that ball hard on the right baseline. He gets the lay in. Tyrell will come out for Blaine Harris. That last foul on the Archers. Stephen Higgins just came to the ball game. Three-point play is good by Ty Lindsey. And now the Archers with the ball and a three-point lead. Handled up by C.J. Lang. Right point. There's another three. That's off the mark. Rebounded by Javon Barbie. The Grizzlies can push it against this team a little bit. A7s in the lane, steps through and got fouled. Stops the clock at the 11:40 mark. Now we get the media timeout. 11:40 to go. Talk to me during the break here, Dylan. 18:15 is the score. Grizzlies down by three, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Hi, this is Steve at Broken Bow Archery. Stop in today for our 2025 bow blowout specials. Top brands like Matthews, PSE, Compounder crossbow models. Just in time for target season and indoor paper season. We also have 3D targets, predator calls, and everything you need to upgrade your gear. Broken Bow Archery, inside Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
11 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the first half, and we're in St. Louis. Grizzly basketball tonight, and it's the Grizzlies visiting the Archers from St. Louis Community College here at Forest Park. 18-15 is the score, and it's Grizzly ball underneath. In the corner, a catch and shoot, and it's Sean Glass, no good. And the rebound taken down by Derek Smith for the Archers. He is a really good player. 6'5 post man, plays bigger than he is listed. Over on the left side, Hayes, wide open three on the wing. That won't go. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Josiah Green and the Grizzlies. Josiah doesn't give up maybe an inch in height when he's guarding Derek Smith inside. But Derek Smith, he is built stout. Put it like that. Inbound play, and he's a very strong kid. Hayes looks back door, not open. Now gives it over at the point to Goss. Now at the free throw line. Smith lost the basketball, got it back, and now takes it to the rim and dunks it. Well, we went for the steal, missed it. Smith got it back and then flushed it. 20-15. That gets the home team going a little bit. Here's Hayes Evans. He's got a three look, and it's off the mark. Rebound long taken by Smith for St. Louis. 20-15. Archers with a five-point lead. They'll take the ball to the left side of the floor and open it up to C.J. Lang, left elbow. Hayes bounce pass to Smith, guarded by Barbie. Turns, cut off. Lob pass way out on the left side. Lane, ball fake, drives the lane. Lost it on the way up, out of bounds. Turnover on the Archers. That's the fifth turnover on St. Louis. Grizzlies come back with Tyrell Smith at the high post. Josiah over on the right side, Sean at the point, Tyrell. Tyrell Smith over to Sean Glass on the right wing. Screen left goes that way, gets cut off, dribbles through, got it stolen. One on two, they're going to kick it to the far left corner, a ball fake. Good defense by Josiah Green to cut the ball handler off. Now at the left elbow, Justin Hayes raises up, 17-footer, no good. Rebound at A7. Hayes hesitates, drives in, reach around, foul will be called on the Archers, and that'll be on C.J. Lang, 6'2 St. Louis kid. Down to 9:39 in the half number one. Inbound play, Tyrell catches up and under, lays it up and good. He kept the ball just a little for one count longer and was able to step around Justin Hayes for the lay-in. Tyrell now has seven. He leads the scoring. It's 20-17. Grizzlies down by three. Hayes hands at the point. Grizzlies go zone. Here's a turn and shot good from 13 feet. That time they got Zach Goss in the lane and got him the ball quick, and he shot it quick. He has eight. 22-17. A7's wide open three at the left point. That's good. You let him stand there and look at it. It's going through the basket most times. A7's now with five for the Grizzlies, who have hit three threes here in the first half. 22-20. In the lane, catch and shoot by Smith, no good. Good block off that time by Blaine Harris. John Glass gets the ball. In the corner, Josiah Green goes baseline, leans in, scoop shot, no good. A lot of contact, but no whistle that time. Up the floor, pass across, is a driving layup high off the board and good by Zach Goss, and they out-hustled us down the floor that time. And that caught Jared Fay's attention. Here's Ace with a three out front, no good, rebound long. And here they go back the other way. Three on four. Feed it back and a travel on Derek Smith. You see guards do that a lot. They'll get the ball down the court for anybody. Then once the big guys come down behind them, and so they just kind of a reflex toss them the ball. And they usually aren't ready, and that was the case there. Thanks to Jeannie Faye for the brown bags today. Those cookies were fantastic. Down low, posting up to Saya. Kicks it outside. Blaine, wide open, three, good. And that draws the Grizzlies back within one, 24-23. It's warm outside, but boy, is it warm in here. Woo-wee. Someone forgot to turn the thermostat down. Here's a pass to the low block. Goss faces up, shoots, no good. Rebound, pulled down by Ace Evans. And now the Grizzlies can get the lead back. Ace hesitates out front, gets it stolen again. Pass up the floor. Step through, shot up, good. Foul in the play, basket counts. It's the worst of all worlds. Turnover, a bucket, and foul. That foul is on Blaine Harris. His first timeout on the floor at 7:25 of the first half with the score. The Archers from St. Louis, 26. The Grizzlies from MSU West Plains, 23. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Think about 2026. The work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
Now more Grizzly sports action.
By the way, Saturday is homecoming. It is this Saturday with State Fair. Here's a free throw. No good. Rebound by Blaine Harris. And the Grizzlies come back up the left sideline. Barbie backs down in the lane. Posts up. Posts it up. Easy lead. No good. Tried it again. No good. And he got fouled on the putback. And that'll work against Zach Goss. And that'll be his first foul. Okay, they're going to give that, instead of Goss, they're going to give that to Gast. Kyle Gast with the foul. And so Javon Barbie at the line. Grizzlies are down by 3, 26-23, 7:14 to go in the half. First try, no good. We have been so good at the free throw line this season, all in all. Clayton Robbins comes in. Josiah Green, Blaine Harris go out. Tyrell Smith back in the ball game. Next try by Javon, no good, 0 for 2. Archers come back with Chris Cole to the right corner. Here's Goss, on the low baseline. They'll cut the dribble off. He'll go for on a reverse. Up and good. That was a really good play by C.J. Lang. A little hesitation move. And that makes it a five-point game again. 28-23, Archers. Ace Evans out front, hesitates, drives all the way in, left-hand layup, no good. He got fouled, he'll shoot two. Fouls on C.J. Lang. That'll be his second foul, and Ace Evans will go to the free throw line. Statistically, the Grizzlies are one of the best free throw shooting teams in the region. I think they're second. First free throw is good. Ace Evans will get one more. For the year, we're shooting in the low 70s, but man, we have shot way better than that for the most part since the first of the year. Next try is going to be too hard. No good. Tipped up, tipped up, tipped over. Lost out of bounds off the Archers. It'll stay with the Grizzlies. But so far tonight, we're just 2 out of 5. A7's on the inbound play. In the corner, Tyrell stepped out of bounds. Fourth turnover. 28-24. Chris Cole in the front court, guarded by Ty Lindsey to the right. Keeps the dribble alive. Now gets it over to Goss. Zach Goss now back outside. Curl over the top. Good defense by Tyrell. Now Goss with a three, and it's good. That's 13 for Kyle Goss. Ty Lindsey will drive in. Goes up, no good, but he got another foul call on the Archers. And that will be on Chris Cole. That'll be his first. In the act of shooting, 31-24. Ty Lindsey back to the free throw line. First try, good. Two possession game. And Kai's second try. The New York product, too hard. Rebound is pulled down by the Archers, and they control with Kyle Gass. On the right side. On the wing, they look in, they get it. To Gass, the outside ball fake. Goss steps over, elbow, gets hung up midair, driving the baseline, kicks it over. Here's a drive up to the right hand, up and good by Mael Taylor. Good ball movement by the Archers that time. And again, Tyrell Smith steps out of bounds on the far sideline, and timeout called by the Grizzlies. 5:40 to go in the half with the score. Archers 33, Grizzlies 25. Back in a minute on KDY.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Now through February 28th, check out the Broken Bow Archery Blowout Specials. Hi, this is Lane. Top brands like Matthews, PSE, and Mission Compound or Crossbow models. Just in time for target season and indoor paper season. We also have 3D targets, predator calls, and everything you need to upgrade your gear. Broken Bow Archery inside Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
And we come back, and just now, Kyle Gass, their 6'5 postman, banked one in for a three from the top of the circle. It's 36-25. Grizzly ball. Tyrell down the key. Kicks it over. Barbie up, offensive foul. Tyrell Smith. So Tyrell's last three chips have not been good. Two turnovers and a charge. And that works like a turnover. So substitution, Blaine Harris back in with Tyrell, Guy Lindsey, Devon Barbie, and Sean Glass. 5:05 to go in the first half. Biggest lead of the game is this, 11 points, 36-25. Into the high post. This is Kyle Gass. Dribbles over to the elbow to the left corner. He'll curl over the top. Now move it outside with six on the shot clock. Long three is no good. Rebound Tyrell Smith. Good defensive series that time for the Grizzlies. Long up the floor. Now back to the right side. Tyrell staying away from the sideline this time. Has it at the right point, left point, pass Kai Lindsey. We're not moving the ball. A lot of standing, a lot of dribbling. Now Sean Glass has it on the left sideline. High screen right, goes that way. Hook pass back. Tyrell's got an open three. No good. Rebound comes off. And the lid is on the basket right now. Up the left side. Here's a pull-up from 13 feet in and out by Myel Taylor. Rebound the Grizzlies, Devon Barbie. Sean Glass goes baseline. Lost the ball. And now tipped out of bounds by the Archers. And it will stay with the Grizzlies. A7's back inside. Green back in. Timeout again. 3:51 to go in the first half. With the score, the Grizzlies trailing 36-25 in St. Louis. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
The Ozark Self-Care team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains, new beginnings, endless possibilities.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Back to it. Grizzlies have the basketball. We're down by 11. Inside, Desiah Green posts up. Puts it up. No good. Rebound fought for. Saved by Desiah. Outside to Sean Glass. A7's at the point. Over to Tyrell Smith. Desiah Green's got a three on the wing, and it rattles in and out. Rebound pulled down by Goss, and back comes St. Louis. Out front, Taylor at the right elbow. They get the ball to Gass. Lob passes, and he's wide open again, and it's good again. We can't let that guy just stand out there and shoot the ball. Zach Goss makes his fourth three of the half, and he's got 16 points. He is killing it. 39-25. Josiah Green will drive in, gets bodied up, and a foul will be called, and he'll get to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Derek Smith. That'll be his first foul of the ball game. First try, no good by Josiah Green. Josiah trying to get the scorebook for the first time tonight. And no good. Our free throw shooting has just suddenly just gone to pot. Myel Taylor drives the lane all the way in and gets fouled, and he'll shoot two. Grizzlies sat back in their zone, and there was a huge gap, and he just drove straight to the basket. Myel Taylor will get to the free throw line, and the foul is on Josiah Green, his first. That's only the third foul on the Grizzlies this half. Myel Taylor from University City. First try, good. A7's out, Ty Lindsey in. And good again. 41-25. It has been a while since we scored. Out front, left point. Tyrell will penetrate in, tried to feed it inside, lost the ball. Out front, Chris Cole to the high post. Derek Smith faces up against Blaine Harris, goes up, got fouled. There ain't not much Blaine can do. Blaine's actually maybe just a little bit taller, but Harris, or I should say Derek Smith, is just, he is a bull if he gets the ball in the paint. There's not much that Blaine Harris can do with that. That'll be the second foul on Blaine Harris. And the first try is good. Derek Smith has five. Tyrell out, Blaine out, Javon Barbie back in, Ace Evans back in. Damani Barley not dressed out tonight for the Grizzlies. Here's the free throw again, good again. 43-25, it is an 18-point game. Barbie outside, Ace Evans drives the lane, puts up a floater, and it's good. Ace Evans now with 9 points, 43-27. That breaks a long drought, a long drought. Down low, Smith posts up, faces up, pump fake, goes up inside, around, no good. Rebounds picked up by the Archers. Down the left point. Taylor drives, lost the ball, got it back, put it up and in. Mael Taylor now with 8 points and a half. It's 45-27. They're just scoring on us at will down here. Josiah Green curls over the top. Fall away from 13 feet. No good. Rebounded by the Archers. They try to make it 20. Taylor drives to the left. Hesitates. Goes baseline. Cut off. Back outside. Three ball. Long three is off the mark by Goss. And the Grizzlies come back. Josiah Green crosses over. Gets to the lane. Left hand layup. Good. Josiah Green with a nice move. Cutting from right to left. 45-29. 1 minute to go in the half. We'll get a timeout called by the Archers here. And this will be, it would appear, a 30-second timeout. We're kind of going back and forth, and the Grizzlies got within one. I believe it was 26-25. And the Archers scored 19 straight. That's why we have a 45-29 score. So it'll be Archer's ball in the front court. Taylor will throw the ball into Cole and trigger this thing. 21 on the shot clock, 53 on the game clock, first half. Double team the ball, bounce pass up. Down the baseline, ball fake travel. Good defense. The Grizzlies put pressure on the ball, made him move it. And a travel is called on Derek Smith on the left baseline. 40 seconds and counting, 25 on the shot clock. Sean Glass in the corner. Baseline, blocking foul will be called on the Archers. And again, that's going to be on Derek Smith. That'll be his second. No one with foul trouble right now, really. Barbie will go to the line for the Grizzlies. Free throw is good. Front end of the 1-1. We'd missed a bunch in a row before that one. Here's the next try. Good. 45-31. 3 seconds difference on the game clock shot clock. Game clock right now showing 25. Shot clock at 19. Grizzlies come out and trap quickly. Down the corner, pass underneath. Smith, double team, underneath, right-hand reverse layup is good. He was in the lane for a good 5 seconds. But that doesn't matter anymore. Front court, Kai Lindsey with 5 seconds. Drives all the way in, lost the ball, but he got fouled. And that'll be team foul number 9 on the Archers. That's going to be on Chris Cole, his second. St. Louis took Zach Goss out of the ball game, which is a good thing for us. He's got 16 points. Free throw, number 1, no good. This will be the 12th free throw attempt for the Grizzlies, and it's good. It was in, out, and back in again. So Kai makes the second one. And that's the end of the first half. 47-32 at the half, Grizzly halftime. Brought to you by Missouri State University West Plains, New Beginnings, Endless Possibilities. Back with the halftime in 3 minutes on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, Kids Craft Days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
This is Curtis at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. Listen up. Chick Days is going on now at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. Due to increasing demand, quantities will be limited. So pre-order now on first-come, first-served basis. More and more people are raising their own chickens for guaranteed savings. A freezer full of fresh chicken and continuous harvest of fresh eggs. So order now. Plus, we have all your poultry products, feed, waterers, feeders, and much more. Come on in today and see us for Chick Days.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Dear employer,
my name is Phil Martin.
My name is Michael Rospovich.
Ronaldo Bird.
Zach Dizer.
I am writing to express my excitement at the opportunity to join your team.
As someone on the spectrum,
I may communicate in ways that are different from what you're used to.
I possess a unique set of skills
that sets me apart from other candidates.
Thank you for your consideration.
An autistic, inclusive workplace is good for business. It's time to make a change. Learn more at autismspeaks.org/win.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Friendly and familiar faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. After 45 years of serving the Ozarks, Don's Auto Service ensures their expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Hi, this is Steve at Broken Bow Archery. Stop in today for our 2025 bow blowout specials. Top brands like Matthews, PSE, Compounder crossbow models. Just in time for target season and indoor paper season. We also have 3D targets, predator calls, and everything you need to upgrade your gear. Broken Bow Archery, inside Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
Hi, I'm your kid's old Jean. I've been in the drawer for a while and really missed the playground. You should swing by Goodwill and drop me off. Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. Plus, I can get back into the game. Donate today. Tag, you're it.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
We are looking at your Wednesday night forecast. Big Jim in the Weather Center tonight, checking things out, and kind of what we're expecting for the most part tonight is mostly clear skies with a low of 47. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high going to be near 75, wind gusts up to 34 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly clear skies, a low going to be at 33. Friday, sunny skies, a high 57. And there you go. That's your latest weather update. For more, OzarkRadioNews.com.
Time for Grizzly Halftime.
Brought to you by Missouri State University, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Thank you. At halftime, it's the Grizzlies trailing 47-32. There's some really nice people here at St. Louis Community College. They take good care of you up here. And it's always fun to come up here to broadcast. The first half scoring, the Grizzlies trailing at the break by 15 points. Leading score in the first half of the Grizzlies, Ace Evans off the bench, and he had 9, 7 for Tyrell Smith, 6 for Blaine Harris, 4 apiece, Javon Barbie and Kai Lindsey, and 2 for Josiah Green, and Sean Glass did not score in the first half. He didn't take very many shots. St. Louis being led by Zach Goss, the 6-foot sharp shooter from St. Louis, is right now at 16 after the first 20 minutes. 8-point first half for two players, Derek Smith and Mael Taylor for the Archers. They had 5 points from Kyle Gast, 4 points from Justin Hayes, and 2 points each, Chris Cole and C.J. Lang. The Archers threw the ball away 7 times. Grizzlies threw it away 5. And aside from just shooting the ball very poorly the last 10 minutes of the first half, the Grizzlies also, that poor shooting was reflected even at the free throw line, which is really strange. 6 out of 13. That's like the cheese. That's no gouda. Anyway, we're about 5 minutes from the second half getting ready to start. And also, we'll take some time here to remind you, homecoming fun. Boy, there's a lot of stuff going on. Paint the town blue for Grizzly homecoming this weekend. It'll be State Fair, and they'll be the homecoming opponent. They'll have the homecoming ceremony at halftime of the game with the Roadrunners on Saturday. So here's what we are looking at doing. We've got Grizzly baseball at 12 noon on Saturday, and that will be at Zizzer Baseball Park. The Grizzlies will play North Iowa Area Community College. And then later we'll have the basketball game between the Grizzlies and State Fair. Homecoming, always a lot of fun. Plus, get in on homecoming with the Drago College store homecoming sale. They've got a bunch of stuff marked down. If you haven't been in the new Drago facility, you ought to do that. It is really pretty sweet. So Missouri State West Plains homecoming week continues on, culminated with a whole bunch of things happening on Saturday, including starting today, we'll have 2 broadcasts, Grizzly baseball at noon, and then later on we'll have the basketball game between State Fair and MSU West Plains. So at the half, we'll take a 3-minute break, come back with the second half. The Grizzlies have just got to shoot the ball better and defend better at the other end. Down by 15, and back in 3 minutes on KDY.
Now through February 28th, check out the Broken Bow Archery Blowout Specials. Hi, this is Lane. Top brands like Matthews, PSE, and Mission Compound or Crossbow models. Just in time for target season and indoor paper season. We also have 3D targets, predator calls, and everything you need to upgrade your gear. Broken Bow Archery inside Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump has met with lawmakers about how to stem a potential blue tide in the midterms later this year. Fox's Peter Ducey's at the White House.
The White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles and some of her top lieutenants
huddled with about 100 Republican members of Congress and their top staffers about ways to better message President Trump's economic wins so far this term.
The president plans to focus on the economy when he travels to Georgia tomorrow. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg took the stand in a California court today in a lawsuit filed against several social media companies. Plaintiffs say the platforms harmed their kids by getting them hooked on social media.
Zuckerberg facing a jury for the first time to determine whether part of the company is fostering social media addiction in minors.
That's Fox's Kelly Saberi in Los Angeles. America's listening to Fox News.
Did you know about 1 in 3 people with plaque psoriasis may also develop psoriatic arthritis, which causes joint pain, stiffness, and swelling? Does this sound like you? Listen to what it sounds like to be a million miles away. Tremfya, guselkumab, taken by injection, is a prescription medicine for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from taking injections or pills or phototherapy, and for adults with active psoriatic arthritis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections and liver problems may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Imagine being a million miles away. Explore what's possible. Ask your doctor about Tremfya. Visit Tremfya.com or call 1-800-526-7736.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
We start the second half. The Grizzlies had the ball, lost the ball, picked up by the Archers, and they come back with a lead of 15. Starting 5 for each team to start the second half. Outside high screen left elbow. They'll drift over to the left, crossover, good move. Gets in the lane, hanging, shooting, no good. Rebound, though, by Gass, gets it outside. On the baseline, Hayes from 17, good. He started the game for them. Hayes with the bucket. He has 6. Now at the other end, Kai Lindsey, free throw line jumper goes in and then comes out. 17-point game. And we can't afford to get off to a bad start or else this could get really ugly. High screen, again, they get the ball to Chris Cole to the right wing. Kyle Gast out to the point. Grizzlies playing straight up man-to-man. 10 on the shot clock. Taylor to the left gives it back. Up fake by Gast on the wing. Drives through. Lost it. Out of bounds but saved and taken by the Grizzlies. Picked up. Here's Sean taking it in. Step through. Is up and in. After the turnover, the 8th on the Archers and the first bucket of the game for Sean Glass off the turnover. 49-34. The Archers, their half-court offense. Cole inside, double team, nearly lost it, kicks it out front. Hayes has got another 3 look, and it's good again. ...52-34. Now at the other end, Kai Lindsey drives. Can't get it to go. Tipped out of bounds. He'll stay with the Grizzlies. 52-34. At the point, way outside, Tyrell shoots it short. Rebound, put back, pump fake, up, no good. Foul on the play. Javon Barbie will get to the line at 17:50. 52-34, Grizzlies down by 18 points. Biggest lead of the ball game. The foul is here's the free throw try, and it's up and good by Javon Barbie. Hayes got the foul. That's his first. Next drive for Javon is good. So we'll get a sub coming in. Stephen Higgins will check in for the Archers. And he'll give Kyle Gass the rest. In the front court, the Archers set their offense with a 16-point lead. Derek Smith on the left wing. Lyle Taylor. At the free throw line, they'll kick it to the point. Taylor looks inside, back to the high post. Derek Smith with it, bounces once, turns, fade away from 13 to get to the point. Taylor looks inside, back to the high post. Derek Smith with it, bounces once, turns, fade away from 13 feet, good. Boy, that kid, he's a handful. 10 points for Derek Smith, 54-36. And when he's making that, you really can't do anything with him. In the corner, here's Blaine. Three is good. Blaine Harris with his third three of the ballgame. 54-39. Well, a couple of those would change the complexion of the game. But we got to start getting some stops at the defensive end. In the right corner, Hayes has it. Guarded by Tyrell, bounce underneath. Taylor bounced to the left corner. Derek Smith, up fake, drives across, cut off. Up fake, goes up with the right hand, good. 56-39. Kai Lindsey, right wing to the corner. Tyrell wide open with a three, good. Tyrell Smith makes his second three. He has 10 points, 56-42. It's a 14-point game. The problem with getting in a hole, it takes so long. And
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Tell me when we're back. Tyrell Smith makes a three, and with 15:14 to go in the second half, the Grizzlies have cut that 18-point lead in half down to nine. It's 56-47, and we'll take a break and come back in just a moment on Hot Country KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
We have played 4 minutes and 46 seconds of the second half here in St. Louis tonight, and the Grizzlies lead it, or I'm sorry, the Grizzlies trail it 56-47, but signs are very good that we're getting a little bit sharper at the offensive end. Tyrell Smith has heated up. He's made three threes. He's got 13 points. Blaine Harris with nine. And they lead the way offensively along with Ace Evans, who has 9 points. Coming out, timeout, Grizzly ball. No, it will not be Grizzly ball. Archers called the last timeout. Miles Taylor will throw the ball in on the far sideline. Inbound play out front, Hayes, back cut. Here's a drive to the basket and a block and a late whistle, and Josiah Green's going to be called for a goal 10. Ball coming off the backboard, and Josiah got a piece of it. And so Taylor gets credit for the basket. 58-47. We've got him back on their heels a little bit. We just have to keep being aggressive offensively. Tyrell with a three from 25 feet. Good! 58-50. Now the Grizzlies, it looks like, back to a zone, maybe. No, they're playing man-to-man. On the left side, Goff's to the corner. Hayes open for another three, and it's good. Hayes has 13. He's scored 9 here in this half, all three behind the three-point line. 61-50. Tyrell out front. Ky Lindsey over to A7s. To the corner, Tyrell nearly stepped out of bounds again. At the point, Javon Barbie. Ky Lindsey, no one's cutting. Everyone's just kind of flat-footed. Ky Lindsey splits the defense, lost the ball, and a whistle, and a foul will be called on the Archers. And the foul is going to be the third on Chris Cole. Timeout on the floor again with 14:09 to go. A lot of time left, and it's from an 19-point game down to a 9-point game. 61-50, St. Louis with the lead, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
Hey, y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
This is Curtis at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. Listen up. Chick Days is going on now at Hirsch Feed in West Plains. Due to increasing demand, quantities will be limited, so pre-order now on first-come, first-served basis. More and more people are raising their own chickens for guaranteed savings, a freezer full of fresh chicken, and continuous harvest of fresh eggs. So order now. Plus, we have all your poultry products, feed, waterers, feeders, and much more. Come on in today and see us for Chick Days.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
We come back, and the Grizzlies turn the ball over in the lane, and back come the Archers. Cole outside to Hayes. Hayes will pull up, shoot a 17-footer. This time, no good. Rebound by Taylor, and he's fouled on the putback. We had inside position. They still got the rebound. Josiah Green will get his second foul. Mael Taylor, 6'2" guard, will go to the line. He's a freshman. Most of these kids for St. Louis seem to be sophomores. Free throw number one, no good. Ky Lindsey will come out. Sean Glass comes back in. He's there with Ace Evans, Tyrell Smith, Josiah Green, and Javon Barbie. Next try is good. Well, Taylor wears candy cane striped shoes. Outside right side, John Glass to the point. Barbie's got a three look, and it's good. Javon Barbie connects with a 6-3 of the half. Maybe that's a good sign. 62-53. Back to a 9-point game. We've shaved that lead down in half. But can we get over the hump? Left side, Hayes to the point. Pass to the left wing. Here's a three by Smith. No good. The big guy stepped out and shot a three. And the Grizzlies get the rebound. Up the left side. Javon Barbie back to Sean Glass. Sean drives all the way in. Left-hand shot high off the board and good. Sean Glass got that one up around the top of the square. And he has 4, and it's down to a 7-point game, 62-55. That's the free throw line in the corner. Wide open. Three ball is no good. Tipped up and good by Derek Smith. 14 for Smith, 64-55. Got to keep the pressure on now. That's momentum. And now here's a reach-in foul on Justin Hayes. For the Archers, it'll be team foul number 3 on them this half. 12:17 to go. Not many fouls called in this game. Sean Glass on the inbound to Barbie. Out to the point to A7. Sean goes baseline, steps back. Got a 3 look. There it is. Good. He got the defender to take a step back on that jab step. Then he stepped back, stepped into a 3, and knocked the bottom out of it. 64-56. At the right elbow, step through. Cole up inside. No good. Rebound. Good rebound by Josiah Green. Up the floor. In the corner, A7 drives in, and he got tripped, and he got fouled. And we're going to get another media timeout. Chris Cole just got his 4th foul for the Archers. Timeout with 11:43 to play. It's an 8-point game. Archers 64. Grizzlies, I'll take that back. I'm looking at the wrong scoreboard. I can see the second number very clearly. We're down to 6 at 64-58. Back in 1 minute on Katie White.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
My name is CJ Collins, and I'm with Always a Future for Kids. Our mission is to help kids that struggle in our community. We do so by hosting events like Ozarks Gaming Convention, an annual disc golf tournament, Kids Craft Days, and other events throughout the year. We also help assist other nonprofit organizations with their events and initiatives. If you would like to donate or volunteer in the community with our organization, reach out to me at info@afkfoundation.org or message us on Facebook.
Now, more Grizzly sports action.
All right, we come back, and it will be Grizzly ball underneath. We're down by 6, 64-58. We were down by 19 early in the half. Inbound play. Good pass inside. Barbie fakes, misses, put back up. No good by Desiree Green, but he'll get to the line and shoot 2. And the thing is, when you have a 19-point lead in a game, especially as you're going into the second half, and you see that thing start to melt away, there's just a fraction of a second of hesitation sometimes by trying to be too fine. First free throw, no good by Josiah. He's 0-for-3 from the line tonight. And we are 8 out of 16 from the line. On a normal night, we'd be tied right now. Next try, good. We're down to 5, 64-59. Myrell Taylor. The basketball game, by the way, Saturday, we've been playing at 4. That'll be a 7 o'clock game for homecoming against State Fair. At the right elbow, Taylor will back it up. Gets it to Derek Smith at the free throw line. He'll put it on the floor, push off. Bang, lean, shoot, no good. Rebound to Cy Green. Grizzlies come back 2-on-2. Sean Glass, pull up, 10-foot jump shot, no good. No rebounders, all white shirts, rebounded by Taylor. At the left point, gassed, open, 3 is no good. Rebound, Sean Glass soaring through the air to get that one. At the point, Josiah thought about a 3, dribbles in, steps back, 13-foot fadeaway is good. Josiah Green with a big shot there. He has 5, and it's down to a 1-possession game, 64-61. Myel Taylor out front for the Archers. Derek Smith on the right wing. This has turned into a tight game. On the baseline, Taylor drives down, gets cut off, leans in, dishes in. Smith has been alone for 10 seconds, gets the ball finally and lays it up and in. That's not hyperbole. He was in the lane for 10 seconds. Grizzlies have the ball down 5. Need a good shot here. Josiah's got a 3 on the right wing. No good. Air ball. Myles Taylor in the front court for the Archers. Almost stolen. He got it back at the elbow. Pull up. 13-foot jumper is too hard. Rebound. Blaine Harris gets it for the Grizzlies. And now Deshaun Glass with a chance to cut this down, possibly to 2. Ace Evans has had a real problem tonight getting to the basket. The Archers have done a very, very good job on him. Here's a loose ball out front. In the corner, tip picked up by Tyrell. Tyrell has the shot blocked from behind, and now here come the Archers with it. Here's a blocking foul, and that'll be on Ace Evans. For the shot. Ace picks up his first foul. That last possession, we just got disjointed after a deflected pass, and it just went from there, and we never did reset. And so we ended up with a 4th shot. Out front now, Myles Taylor, guarded by Sean Glass. Lob inside. There's Smith back outside. Taylor with a 3, and it's an air ball, and it'll go back to the Grizzlies. 66-61, 9:03 to go, and Ty Lindsey is back in the game for the Grizzlies. Josiah Green, Sean Glass, Blaine Harris, Tyrell Smith. Tyrell, left sideline. In the corner, Josiah. Skip pass out front, bad pass stolen. All the way in, layup is good off the turnover by C.J. Lang, his 2nd basket. We need to get it together right here, right now. Sean Glass with it. They go to kind of a half-court zone, sort of a trap in the corner. Baseline, Ty Lindsey is fouled. That could be on Derek Smith if it is. That would be good. Instead, it'll go on Zach Goss, and he picks up his first foul. Goss had 16 in the first half. He's hardly played here in the second half. Tyrell Smith with it out front. Over to Sean. Tyrell in the corner. Ty Lindsey drives. Wrap around, and there's Barbie. Lays it high off the board and good. That's great basketball right there. Great feed again by Ty Lindsey to Javon Barbie. It's a 5-point game, 68-63. 8 minutes to go. Archers in the white with Carolina blue. Grizzlies in the traveling dark blue with red and white trim. They get the ball inside, now back out front. Goss. And now to the low block. The turn, shot high off the board, and good by Justin Hayes. And that is a really hard shot he just made. 70-63. Right corner, Sean Glass. Open 3 is good. He didn't score in the first half. He's got 10 here in the second half. 70-66. Stops, stops. We need more stops. On the right sideline now, C.J. Lang and a whistle and a foul on Javon Barbie. And timeout. 7:21 to go. Good game. The Archers lead the Grizzlies 70-66 in St. Louis. And we are back in 1 minute on KDY.
What is dedication?
I am the father of a 9-year-old little girl and a 6-year-old little boy. And I find fatherhood both relentlessly challenging and relentlessly rewarding. My daughter is biological and my son is adopted. I love them both so much. From the morning when you wake up to putting them to bed at night, and every moment in between, it really is so special, and boy, is it exhausting. One thing that I fear about being a parent is the future for my children. I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings. But I'm also hopeful that the future holds a more inclusive and compassionate world for them.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
College sports action with the Grizzlies continues now.
21 to go in the ballgame, or at least in regulation. It's 70-66. The St. Louis Archers led at the half by 15. They led early in the second half by as many as 19. The Grizzlies have cut that down to 4. And the big nemesis for the Grizzlies was very cold shooting the last 10 minutes of the first half. Inbound play, Taylor gets it inbounds. Hayes catches, posts up, turns, shoots, no good, but he got fouled on the shot by Sean Glass. Sean, 6'1", 6'2", maybe, trying to guard the 6'5", Justin Hayes, who will shoot two times. And the first try is good. Hayes has been good for them tonight. He got them started in the first half. He's got 12 points in the second half, so 16 for the game. And good again. We'll have our Don Toppin Service Grizzly Player of the Game when this is over. Who will that be? We've got candidates here. We'll see how this all plays out. Kyrell Smith's a pretty good candidate. Back door, here's a lob on the alley-oop, and it's caught by Sean, and he lays it in. Another good pass by Kai Lindsey. Sean Glass on the alley-oop. He didn't dunk it, didn't have to, laid it in, 72-68. We keep scoring, and they keep feeling the pressure. That could give us an advantage late in the ballgame here. C.J. Lang out front on the left wing. Curls over the top, free throw line, keeps the dribble, keeps it, leans, spins, left-hand scoop is up and in. Wow. C.J. Lang now with 6. Ace Evans got a 3 on the left wing. That's no good. And the ball hits the backboard support. Dead ball goes back to the Archers. 74-68. 6 minutes, 21 seconds to go. We'll talk to Jared Fay when the game is over. As always, down in the middle, wide open Hayes from 13, good. Unguarded in the middle of the lane. Kai Lindsey out front for the Grizzlies. Drives in all the way. Hanks kicks it to the corner. Blaine Harris has got a 3, and no good, but he got fouled, and he'll shoot 3. Justin Hayes will pick up the foul, and that'll be his third. 76-68. Blaine Harris will shoot 3, matching the number on his back. First free throw try is no good. Blaine is one of those kids, you really see a difference from the freshman to sophomore year with him. Here's the second try, good. That trims it down to 76-69. If you make this, it makes it a two-possession game. With 5:59 to play. And no good. Bad break in and out. C.J. Cole, cross-court pass, Mael. Out front, he'll drive the key. Here's a driving layup up and good. Foul the play in the basket count. Zach Winkler just in the ball game from Dupo, Illinois. Took that ball hard to the basket. He just came in and didn't waste any time. He got fouled. He'll shoot 1. The foul is the second foul on Kai Lindsey. Free throw. Good. Zach Winkler makes it 79-69. And St. Louis defense is pushing us so far from the basket. A7. Dribbles through, kicks it to the corner. Javon Barbie with a 3. No good. And all white shirts for the rebound. Mael drives baseline. Hang shifts, no good, but he drew another foul. That's probably going to be on A7, and it is. Ace picks up his second. It's in the act of shooting. Mael Taylor, 3 out of 4 from the line, goes to the line. And the Archers with a chance to build it onto a 10-point lead. First one good. Josiah Green is in. Goose Blobenfeld is in. Sean Glass and Javon Barbie are out. They won't be out for very long. Next try, good. 81-69. Ace drives all the way in, wrapping around outside. Goose, open three. It's no good. Rebounded by Taylor. And the Archers control. At the point, C.J. Cole looks left, gets a screen, takes it that way, keeps the dribble. Guarded by Goose, and now they'll kick it across court. Mael Taylor, Derek Smith's been in the lane forever. He finally got out. Down the lane, Taylor cut off, out on the right point. C.J. Cole drives in, leans in, shoots, no good. Tipped over, picked up by Goose, and the Grizzlies come back with it. They used the entire shot clock that time. That's smart basketball. 12-point lead, and now a foul call on Mael Taylor. Team foul number 8, so it'll be a 1-1. And that stops that clock from moving, and we have a chance to get 2 points closer here and make it a 10-point game again. There's still time, but we've got to just crank up the intensity here and the physical play a little bit. Guys, free throw, no good. I don't know how many times we've seen balls rattle around in the rim and jump out tonight. 81-69, 4:15 to go. Derek Smith in the right corner for the Archers. Back around it goes. At the point, way outside for a three, no good. Off the miss by Winkler, and now back come the Grizzlies with it. Step back. And Ace Evans is fouled on the three, and he'll shoot three with 3:59 to go. I believe this is the final media timeout of the ball game, and here it is with 3:59 left. Grizzlies are down by 12 with 3 free throws coming up with Ace Evans. And 81-69 is the score. Back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Hi, this is Steve at Broken Bow Archery. Stop in today for our 2025 Bow Blowout Specials. Top brands like Matthews, PSE, Compounder Crossbow models. Just in time for target season and indoor paper season. We also have 3D targets, predator calls, and everything you need to upgrade your gear. Broken Bow Archery, inside Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
It's back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
Well, it's at this point in the proceedings, it's looking a little dim. But there's still time, 3:59 to go, and the Grizzlies at the free throw line now with Ace Evans. He's 2 out of 3 from the line tonight. First attempt with a quiet gym is no good again, rattling in and out. So Ace will get 2 more. Grizzly leading score with 19 a game. That one rattles out. The Archers have had the better of it. From a percentage standpoint at the free throw line tonight, for sure. Grizzlies with A7's third try is good. Full court pressure. Grizzlies have to do this now, down 11. Taylor will drive all the way in, goes up, lays it up and good. He never let go of the ball, took it all the way down. Tyrell Smith penetrates, kicks it to the far corner. Javon Barbie with an up fake outside, A7. Got a three look, and it's good. 10-point game, 83-73. But you got to get stops now. 3.5 minutes to go. Mael Taylor gets in the front court now. Beats this guy, Javon Barbie. Now step back. He's going to shoot a three. Good. Wow. 86-73, 13-point game. Ace again at the other end. Good again. Back to a 10-point game. 86-76, 3:05 to go. Taylor, front court, hands it back to Gass on the left wing. At the point, Taylor dribbles over. Out front, wide open. Cole shoots another three, and it's no good. Rebound taken by A7. Grizzlies back with 2:48 to go, down by 10. Ace with a three on the left side, no good. Rebound by St. Louis. They come back with a two-on-two break. Dish it over, Taylor. Left-hand lay-in is no good. Rebound by Sean Glass. Long up the floor, A7 has it. Ace takes it to the hole, lays it up and in. Foul the play, and the basket counts. A7 is going to go to the line with a three-point play attempt, 86-78. Blaine Harris back in for Juwan Barbie. Ty Lindsey in for Tyrell Smith. So Ace Evans, who had 9 points in the first half, has 9 points here in the second half. And if he makes this, he'll have his average for the season at 19. 2:28. That's all we have left. 86-78. Free throw is good. 86-79. The press comes back. Up the left side in the backcourt. Lop ahead to get it to Miles Taylor in the right corner. Let's see if they hold on to the ball here for a little while. In the right corner, Justin Hayes out front. Stolen. Oh, a foul call on Ace Evans going for the steal. Just about had it. Ace picks up his third foul. 17th foul, so it's 1-1. And we need a miss is what we need right here. Tyrell back in for Blaine Harris. Chris Cole at the line for the Archers. No good. In the rebound, A7. Hey, a three here would make it a four-point game. On the wing, there's Tyrell wide open. Good! His fifth three of the half, his sixth of the game, and it's a four-point game with 2 minutes to go. 86-82 is our score. It's a 30-second timeout on the court, and we'll keep it here during the timeout. It does appear, well, they're sitting down over on the St. Louis sideline, so perhaps it is a full timeout. But we'll keep it here anyway. Next basketball broadcast will be on Friday night when West Plains will host Carl Junction. In fact, we'll have two games on Friday night. We'll have the girls game, the varsity game between West Plains and Carl, and then we'll have the boys varsity game like we did at Mountain Home. So we'll have a double broadcast live stream coming up on Friday. Saturday we'll have baseball. The Grizzlies will play North Iowa Community College. That'll be at 12 noon at Scissor Ballpark. And then at 7 that night we'll have the homecoming game, Grizzlies and State Fair. Back to play. 1:58 to go. Long pass up. It's stolen. Grizzlies with a two-on-one break. Ace all the way, lays it in. It's a two-point game, 86-84. .143 left in the backcourt. They only have 2 seconds to get the ball over, and they just barely did. On the right wing now, to the corner. Pressure's on them now with 1:30 to go. Mael Taylor up front with a high screen. Gets it down low. And there's the big guy, Derek Smith. Pulls in. Shoots no good. Put back good. Oh, shot clock violation. His shot hit the backboard. Did not hit the rim. And so the Grizzlies get the ball. 1:18 to go. And a three would give us the lead. Ty Lindsey, Ace Evans, Tyrell Smith, Javon Barbie, and Sean Glass. Probably our best three-point shooting bunch right now. Just best shooting, probably. Here's Sean Glass on the left wing. Curls down the middle. Fakes, kicks it to the corner. Tyrell Smith in the lane. Drives, dishes, got it stolen. And a foul on Tyrell. Got hung up in midair, didn't have anywhere to go with it. Ugh. 56 seconds left. Sad part is we didn't even get a shot. Free throw shooter now will be Kyle Gast. He hasn't shot a free throw today. This should be 1-1. Got a block off. Here it is, and it's good. Tyrell Smith has 22 points tonight to lead the Grizzlies. Next try is too hard. Rebound long. And now it'll take a three to tie with 53 seconds to go. Ace Evans in the front court. Ace drives all the way. No good. But a foul on the play. And it looked for all the world like that lay-in was going to go in. But a blocking foul. Kyle Gast will get his second foul for the Archers. It's a double bonus. St. Louis is over the limit with 10 plus. Ace Evans at the line for the Grizzlies. First try, good. It's a two-point game, 87-85. One more try. Trying to make it a one-point game with 48.6 to go. And it's good. Timeout on the floor, 87-86. The Archers lead the Grizzlies with 48.6 to play. And we'll take this as a 30-second timeout on Hot Country KDY.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
87-86 is the score. The Grizzlies were 19 behind early in the second half. Chopped away, got it cut down. I believe we got it to maybe 4 at one point. And then the Archers stretched it back out to 10. The Grizzlies kept prodding and poking, and now we've got it down to 1, 87-86 with 48.6 seconds to go. The Grizzlies shooting was kind of spotty in the first half, especially in the last part of the first half. But in the second half, we shot the ball way better. 11 threes in the second half for the Grizzlies. That gives them 15 for the ball game. Archers have it. They're ahead by 1 with 48.6, and here we go. Mael Taylor, Grizzlies will pick up at midcourt. Kick it on the left side to Kyle Gass. Lob pass in the corner. Derek Smith down low and a reach-in foul on Tyrell. He just picked up his third foul. It'll be a 1-1. C.J. Lang at the free throw line. For St. Louis, he has 6 points tonight. This will be his first free throw attempt. His try is good. 2-point game, 88-86. Second attempt. Good. So it's a 3-point game. 89-86. 29 seconds to go. Ky Lindsey drives the right baseline, gets cut off. Bounce pass out to Tyrell. Tyrell keeps the baseline, drives in, shoots, takes a wild off-balance shot, misses, no whistle, up the floor, and now the Grizzlies have to foul. At best, Tyrell was going to get two out of the play, probably. But at the other end of the floor now, that's the first foul on Sean Glass. And the bad part about this is he just needs to make, it's a double bonus, so he has to make one out of two to make it a two-possession game. So we kind of fouled up here at the end a little bit. Here's a free throw, no good. Zach Winkler is the shooter. That one doesn't matter so much since he's still got one more. 16 seconds to go. We got to get the ball down the court quick. Next free throw is good. 90-86. Ky Lindsey up the right side. Sean Glass, step back, three ball at the point. It's off the back iron, no good. Tipped up, no good. Put back up, no good. Rebound to Tyrell, lost it, got it back, got fouled with 3 seconds to go. So Tyrell Smith will go to the line. We're down by four with 3.4 left on the clock. They'll have to come out and clean up under the basket, have players all over the place. Tyrell Smith tonight has had a big offensive game. He's had trouble with turnovers, though. He's had, I believe, five tonight. He has 22 points, no free throw attempts. And you got to make at least one of these. Here's the first try, and no good. Our free throw shooting tonight has been as bad as it has been good. And a whistle away from the ball. And they're going to call Ace Evans, standing out here 25 feet from the basket, side by side with a Archer player who just suddenly staggered over sideways. And I don't know what this is all about. It's a foul. It's a foul on Ace. So Tyrell will get one free throw. That had a little bit of a LeBron James element to it. But Tyrell will be at the line. And he shoots and scores. So now, 90-87. Someone has to shoot. And evidently, was it a technical foul too? I'm not sure why they're shooting as if it's a technical foul, but they did call a foul on Ace. Now, if they'd call that a technical and a foul, he'd be out of the ball game. So, evidently, it is a technical. And it's up and good. So, no personal foul, but a technical foul was called on the play. C.J. Lang makes the first one. One more to come, and that about puts it away. Next one, no good. Timeout with 3.4 to go, 91-87, back in a minute on KDY.
I've always wanted to be a nurse, but life got in the way. Kids, work, bills, it felt impossible. Then I discovered Missouri State West Plains has flexible programs that fit my schedule. Now I'm training for a career that gives back, with job security for my family. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Helping others and building a future for my kids.
Missouri State West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Grizzly Sports continues now.
91-87, St. Louis leads, 3.4 seconds to go in the ball game. The Grizzlies came back from 19 down and made it a one-possession game on multiple occasions. Just couldn't get over the hump. We turned the ball over at the worst possible time. Our free-throw shooting has just killed us tonight. There's no way around that. 15 out of 29. Archers, baseball to the far end of the court. It's tipped away by Kai Lindsay out of bounds. It's, last touched by St. Louis. So we've got a crack. It'll have to be a four-point play. And they should just back off and let us shoot the ball here. Ace Evans brings it up over the timeline, shoots a long three ball at the horn, makes it in good. And that's the ball game. And the final score, 91-90. St. Louis beats the Grizzlies tonight here in Forest Park. Our Grizzly player of the game tonight is going to be Tyrell Smith and Ace Evans. Ace had 26, Tyrell had 23, but the hole we dug for ourselves in the first half and early in the second half, just too much. Jared Fay will join me in 1 minute. Coming back here on Hot Country KDY.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Winter weather is here, and at Don's Auto Service, warm, friendly faces are the first thing you'll see when you walk through the doors. Don's Auto Service ensures its expert staff provides you with the best, most qualified information for your vehicle repairs. Whether it's under the hood, maintenance, or tire related, they have you covered.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Back to the court for more Grizzly sports action.
91-90 is the final score in the ball game. St. Louis wins it. Jared Fay over here to my left. You know, our free throw shooting has been a strength for this team this season. It's kept us in some games where we didn't shoot the ball very well. But boy, tonight, 15 out of 29, and we lose by one. That is really hard to take.
And we had two that we got fouled, shoot three, and I think one of them we made one of three, maybe one out of both of those times. But, you know, our defensive effort in the first half was terrible, and there's a lot of other things that led up to that being a close game. But, like I said, we got to be almost perfect to get a win. And tonight it was free throw line that was a big part of us not getting a win.
For about, I don't know how long it was for sure, 5 or 6 minutes to go in the first half, things were going along pretty well. And then suddenly we just quit scoring, and they scored something like 18 or 19 in a row on it.
Yeah, we were switching from man to zone and different things. And their big kid played pretty good, but they were running their stuff really well. But I don't think our defensive effort was good at all in the first half. We were trying some zone, or trying some man, trying to figure something out to get some stops. Because even when we were scoring, they were scoring too. But much better defensive effort in the second half. But this has, you know, kind of been our pattern a little bit. We play one really good half, and then we play a half that's not good. We have that stretch, and we got to get ready for Saturday. It's homecoming, and we got to put two halves together.
Well, it's encouraging. I mean, especially when we were down by 19 points, it was looking bleak. We've said this all how many times this season. Then we were able to get a push, get back in the game, cut it down. They pushed back, and then we got it down to about four. And, you know, we could have just mailed it in the last
Yeah, no, the guys definitely show some fight again, and we got to get better at the clutch moments. We had a couple of bad turnovers right there at the end that guys just kind of froze up a little bit. We got to get better at that. We got to be able to win close games. Right now we're losing close games, so we're getting better. We got to figure out how to win the close games.
Sometimes I think when you play the game, you take it on yourself at key moments. You want to do something to help the team, and sometimes you end up trying to do too much. That's all it comes down to.
Yeah, exactly. You know, even our run that we had to really get back in the game, we got a little tired, I think, physically, and then we start making some mental mistakes, some turnovers there. I don't feel like there was any, you know, forced turnovers tonight. They were just us being careless, which, you know, it hasn't been a big problem for us, but we just had them in key stretches tonight.
State Fair will be in town on Saturday. We probably should have beat them the last time they came to town.
Yeah, we should have. They're playing really good. They just beat the Green Rivers. But, you know, it's homecoming. We know we're going to have a good crowd. We're excited for that. We'll be ready for that.
Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. Jared Fay, head coach of the Grizzlies. And the final again, 91-90 for the Grizzlies. And our Don's Auto Service players of the game, Tyrell Smith, 23. Ace Evans had 26 points. Grizzlies also had three other players in double figures. Blaine Harris, John Glass each had 10. 11 for Javon Barbie. 6 points for Josiah Green and 5 for Kai Lindsey had 6 and Josiah had 5. St. Louis lead scorer tonight was 17 by L. Taylor. Their point guard, Zach Goss, had all 16 of his points the first half. Derek Smith also had 16, but 19 for Justin Hayes. He was very good, the 6'5 sophomore from Wentzville. The free throw line was our downfall tonight. I was looking to see quickly here, 2, 5, 7, 9, 11, 13, 15. So the Archer shot 15 free throws in the second half. So they were 9 out of 15 in the second half. And for the ball game, St. Louis was 13 out of 19. The Grizzlies outscored them by 2 from the line, but still shot 15 out of 29. That's an outlier right there. We may not have another game like that from the free throw line for a long time. But anyway, the free throw line gave us away tonight. The final score, 91-90. St. Louis wins it to go to 9-10-14. The Grizzlies fall to 9-17 at home for homecoming against State Fair coming up on Saturday at 7 o'clock. For Dylan Groves in studio, I'm Harlan Hutchinson. Final again, St. Louis 91 and the Grizzlies 90. Good night from St. Louis.
Grizzly Sports has been brought to you by Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, Missouri State University West Plains Athletics Department, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, and by Ozarks Healthcare. This transmission.